Number five, land transactions. This is a briefing, a public hearing, and a decision. And Julie? Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Commissioner, Chairman, Director, and Deputy. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. We have two transactions, brief ones, to present to you today, both in Western Washington. Before I get started, though, I like to go through briefly the process that the agency works through to make a decision to ultimately bring a transaction before this body. And I'll do it briefly because you recently had a very extensive briefing on the Lands 2020 process and those transactions that are coming forward this year for funding. So overall, the general process is, of course, an enormous amount of planning that occurs in the agency to develop species and habitat plans. Those guide our decisions for whether we move forward with an acquisition in fee title or a conservation easement or simply a restoration project working with private landowners. Once the decision is made to move forward with acquisition, the 2020 process begins with those projects brought forward from the regions with a very extensive assessment of, is that a good fit for our portfolio? If those projects are approved through 2020, then we move forward and decide what's the best funding source for those. There's a myriad of federal and state grants and some other state monies, and mostly grants is what we live off of for our land acquisition program. If we do get the funding, then the due diligence starts. We work through our title report. We get a letter of intent from the landowner that says, I'm ready to commit to, you go ahead and do an appraisal. We'll see how that goes. As you're aware, the state law requires us to get an appraisal to make any offer to purchase property. Most of our funding sources require us to also do an appraisal review. And some federal agencies also require a look at that before any offer is made. If the appraisal process is completed, we can work with the landowner. We give them a statement of just compensation that states that we went through the appraisal process, and we make that offer to them. If they accept it, here we are at this table.
Yes, Commissioner Hulsman.
Yes.
Julie, in your flow chart there that you had about that one there. When does it become, quote-unquote, public that you are dealing on a chunk of property? Because we have, well, there again, the department owns approaching 15% of our county, and there's been some issues with the department owning ground in our, and there was a big chunk of dirt that the rumors got to swirling around that the department was looking at, and in my other world, we had a rock pit that we really need to get tied up. So we went and talked to the people who own the ground, and they, quote-unquote, said, yeah, we're talking. So we're trying to get this, well, one of our county commissioners called our regional director, and oh, no, we're not even talking to them. So I know that there needs to be some behind-the-scenes stuff done, but I would just like a point of clarification in this process. When does it come out? Is the ground bought before it becomes quote-unquote public? Or how does the whole process work to where some concerned citizens can have some input on whether the department buys this ground or not?
So the process that you see here, the evaluation and prioritization, is where Lands 2020 comes in. Mm-hmm. We've tried very hard over the last 10 years since that process was developed to encourage a lot of public involvement. Having said that, we only buy from a willing seller. That's kind of the basis. It's a willing seller. The regions, if they have knowledge of a piece of property that's available or they're very interested because of a species issue, the region will vet it. They'll talk to the landowner. They're out talking to the county commissioners and trying to kind of test the waters, if you will. Is this an appropriate purchase for us? In terms of general public, that comes through the 2020 process. Once we've accumulated our list of applications and we've reviewed them internally and we feel like this is a solid rationale to move forward with either fee title or conservation easement, we post them on our website, and we send a news release and direct people to that website and let them know that there's a list of properties that we're considering. Now, sometimes the landowners, you know, are asking for some privacy, and we have to tell them you're dealing with a state agency. We can't guarantee you confidentiality throughout this process. And if you can't operate under those conditions, then maybe we're not the one you want to sell to. So there's that public process. We get a lot of feedback, and then we bring it before this commission, which we did in March.
Well, I know, but I know even as a game commissioner, lots of times I get the feeling that it's pretty well a done deal, that you've got prices established and stuff like that before there's any local input into it. Because there again, county commissioners have definitely had their eyes open to what an economic impact it is upon the county. And so there again, and I thoroughly understand where you're dealing with somebody wanting to sell their property. It doesn't, you know, it's their business. And you've got the willing seller, willing buyer. But I just want to find out from my mind is lots of times it isn't a done deal before it ever becomes public for the county commissioners to have to be able to weigh in on these things.
As I say, we've tried very hard to encourage our region folks to be out there on the ground without, you know, having a public meeting very prematurely, but talking to the county commissioners about we're considering expanding a wildlife area or making a purchase of property. Sometimes that happens a little later in the process. Most of you have heard this year in our 2020 process, after the public posting, we had a couple of counties step up because of the PILT issue and say, you know, 5,000 acres is too much to acquire in my county. And we pulled back those properties. Another one, we also had the trustees that held the property. One of them was not a willing seller into the process, and we backed off.
Well, this is in two counties, and there again, haven't been able to screw it down really tight, but we're talking upwards of 30,000 acres between the two counties. And, yeah, it'd be a pretty bitter pill to swallow in our part of the world right at the moment. So
I'd like to address your comment that the prices are discussed early. Every seller has an idea of how invaluable their property is. But, again, there's a state law that we can't make a purchase unless it's based on a fair market value. We have an appraisal. We have an appraisal review in most cases, and that's all we can offer them. Our funding sources are looking over our shoulder to make sure that that's the situation. So, again, landowners have a lot of ideas about what their property is worth, and there's a lot of buzz about what the neighbor's property sold for. But the bottom line is, on our documents, it's based on the appraised value.
Well, like I said, I'm just going to go back. I was just trying to get a feel for when it would become public, that it isn't a done deal by the time that our county commissioners can weigh in, public can weigh in on it. So that's the reason for my question.
Okay. All right. So when we get through all of our due diligence, we come before the commission, and then, of course, the process of closing on a property. We've talked about the appraisal process, and I want to start with our first transaction for the morning. It's in Cowlitz County, 33 acres that are being donated by the Department of Transportation. This is related to the ongoing rehabilitation of lands resulting from the eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980. This property actually is being operated currently by our agency as a fish collection facility. To the north of it is the North Tootle Hatchery, also known as the Green River Salmon Hatchery. The acquisition is in red. Again, it's 33 acres and includes this facility that collects adult coho and steelhead and does incubation and rearing, but it's a truck and haul facility up to the hatchery. This collection facility is very unique in that part of Southwest Washington, and it operates on a budget of about $35,000 a year through the North Tootle Hatchery budget. It's part of that. It also operates by a significant number of volunteers over the four-month period that it's operating most heavily. I think there were a little over 4,000 acres that eventually in that process of Army Corps of Engineers and the post-eruption and so forth, the land went to DOT, and they eventually transferred it to us. The second property is known as the Sterling Landing property. It's in Grays Harbor County. This is a proposed road easement to the port of Grays Harbor. The yellow is kind of deceptive. It's the way these maps show up. It's the city limits and property within this town of Montesano. The yellow-green line is our ownership currently in that area. The northern set of buildings is our administrative headquarters for Region 6 out in Montesano. Their red line is the easement that the port has requested. They've recently purchased land just due to the west of that green line where they have access to the Wenatchee River. And they have requested this road easement in order to allow the public to get to the river. The good news for us is the road maintenance costs are taken over by the Port of Grays Harbor. I'll go back up here for a minute. The inset of buildings to the south of our headquarters is a private landowner who also has an easement on that road. We don't use the road. We didn't really need to have the maintenance costs, and now with the Port of Grays Harbor taking over the easement, they take over the easement maintenance as well. And again, their plans are to open up more public access to the Wenatchee River. It's a low bank waterfront. At this point, we recommend approval of the two transactions, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Julie. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, do we have a proposal? Motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the acceptance of 33 acres from Washington State Department of Transportation in Calhous County and to convey a road easement to the Port of Grays Harbor in Grays Harbor County.
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Rucker, thank you. Any further discussion?
Is there any public input on this?
No. No, I'm sorry. No public input on this. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of the transaction, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Julie.